Welcome to TJ Sideways Live here on RacesOnTheWeb.com, coming to you live from the Engine Pro Studios just outside of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And of course, this is our Payless Little 500 preview show, the big 500 lap race coming up at Anderson Speedway on Saturday. Super Modifieds racing tonight at Anderson. And then, of course, a lot of the preliminary events beginning on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And our first guest will be competing in the Sprint Car Program Wednesday and the Payless Little 500, and came off a second place finish Friday at the Dixie Motor Speedway. Traveling Troy DeCare joining us on the program. Troy, thank you for taking time out there at the track to join us tonight. And I think we lost him. So we will try to get Troy back here in just a moment, as we just lost Troy for a hot second. But Troy DeCare will be joining us in just a moment. We just lost him off the line. But anyway, he'll be our first guest tonight. And a little later in the program, we'll have Jeff Bloom. Bloom will be going into the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, being inducted in 2 weeks. And he'll also be competing in the Little 500, his first Little 5, 1973. To give you an idea, the same month that he won his first Little 500, the one of the Watergate Hotel break-ins failed. So that ought to tell you how long ago that was. But also coming back off an injury last year at Berlin Raceway, and he'll be trying to make the field at Anderson on Saturday. And of course, if you look at that entry list for the Little 500, this could be one of the deepest Little 500 fields we've seen in some time. Driver threw his hat in the ring today, Brian Clausen. As you heard on here, we kind of teased that he might be looking at it. He will compete in his first Payless Little 500. He's going to be driving for Jason Gocher at the Little 5. You throw in Dave Darwin, Jerry Coons Jr., Bobby East, and a lot of the new faces, including last year's Rookie of the Year. It's just amazing amount of people that are going to be here, some heavy hitters at the Little 500 this year, and a great entry list. And if you look at the entry list on the website right now, there's about 31 cars entered, but don't worry, there's still a lot of names, including Troy's and some other people, that haven't filed their entries yet, but we know are going to be there. So it's going to be a stout field at Anderson trying to make the Payless Little 500. And then at the end of the program, we may have an at-the-track update from Scott Stein. He said he might try to call in, but he is announcing both classes tonight at Anderson. So that is highly unlikely now, but he might try to squeeze in an update. And also, Jeremy Campbell's going to try and join us with an incredible story from all the crazy weather they've had in the Midwest over the past few days. Of course, our thoughts and prayers with everyone in Oklahoma today, that terrible situation, but some crazy weather all over the country. And Jeremy Campbell has a just absolutely insane story that he's going to want to share with all of us. So Troy DeCare, Jeff Bloom, and Jeremy Campbell, maybe Scott Stein sometime in the middle of the program. So you can interact with us, our Facebook fan page. You can throw up questions there on Twitter at TJ Slideways. Also email at TJ@TJSlideways.com. That'll take us into our first break. But when we come back, we're going to talk to Traveling Troy DeCare. Let's see if we get him back out of the line a little later in the program. Jeff Bloom, and then also some other guests we'll try to wrangle up as well. You're listening to TJ Slideways Live here on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at RocketHeaders.com.
TJ AJ Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
There's a buzz in the bleachers, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air as Muncie Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth. Watch as the most daring lead foots in the land stand on the gas and rock it around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat-out, foot-on-the-floor sprint car fiesta, and you can't find this brand of adrenaline-soaked action anywhere else.
Friday Night Thunder returns to Oshwegan Speedway for the 2013 season, featuring the Corpac Sprint Car Series, Thunderstocks, Mini Stocks, and Bombers every Friday night. For more information, call 888-720-7223 or visit OshweganSpeedway.com for more information.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at enginepro.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Welcome back to TJFlyways.com Live here on racesontheweb.com. And traveling Troy DeCare has now traveled to better cell phone service. Troy joining us on the line. Thanks for taking time to join us tonight.
Hey, TJ, thanks for having me, man.
Well, first of all, we were talking off the air just before we came back from break on how deep this little 500 field this year is. You were talking about the rookies in this year's race. Jerry Coons Jr. and Brian Clausen and some of the rookies, man. If you win rookie of the race, you've really accomplished something this year.
Well, I mean, if you win the race, you really accomplished something. I mean, sometimes people have questioned the competition of the little 500 because of the night before and not always drawing the drivers because it's up against the USAC race. But I think, this year, whoever wins it, you can't question they didn't beat the best in the country. I mean, Dave Darling, Jerry Coons, Brian Clausen, Bobby East, you know, and then you don't forget that, you know, you still have Eric Gordon and, you know, Tony Elliott, like veterans, and Brian Tyler, Shane Cottle, like, so to get locked in the top 15 this year is probably going to be the toughest it's ever been.
And that's one thing I wanted to touch on, because you've run several little 500s now. How important is it to qualify in that first half of the field?
Well, you would think it's the thing I think is most important about it is selecting a pit spot. Because the last, I think three of the last four winners have come from 18th or worse. 21st last year, 23rd the year before. Eric Gordon, Brian Tyler. I started 18th the last 2 years, and I've been running in the top three with less than 100 to go and had an incident. So, like, as far as the race goes, you can race your way up from just about anywhere, but, you know, getting stranded and you know, not picking the premier pit stall you want, and that could, you know, change your whole game plan. So I think the most important thing is definitely qualifying, getting locked in, so you don't have to worry about Friday, because bump day this year is going to be exciting, and picking your pit spot, that's got to be the most important.
And you mentioned the pit stops. It happens once a year at the Little 500. How nerve-wracking is that for the driver? Do you get pumped up before you have to bring that thing into the pits? What is your mentality before making those two pit stops?
Fortunately for me, all I got to do is drive up to a cone and stop. So I think what sucks is, the stress goes on the crew guys. The guy coming out, he's got a, it's a 500-lap race, and he doesn't want to let me down, doesn't want to let the team down, but, he's got to make sure he gets that tire on and off. My guy's got to make sure it gets full of fuel, and we got to make sure there's people waving a pit, push truck down, and hopefully we qualify good enough to select a good enough pit stall that, you pull in, and your right side tires are facing your crew, so it's easier for them to change. And for me, I sit there and stop and then flick a switch. So, on and off the track, beating the pace car is something I try to, make sure I don't miss my marks. But, I feel bad for the crew. I don't know if I could be the guy changing that right rear tire. That's a lot of pressure.
And this year for the Little 500, you will be racing for Davey Hamilton at the Little 500, but you have quite an all-star cast picked out to help you with the race this year.
Yeah, between my two big crew guys, they got 11 Little 500 wins. So I've had George Rudolph coming from Florida this year. He's helping me on the wing stuff, and he's living up here, and he's with me all year. And he'll be in the pits calling the shots. And just today, I got off the phone with Jack French, and he's going to bring his shocks and his little bit of a little 500 knowledge with 8 or 9 wins he has there. And between him and George, hopefully, my job's easy. So, cause those two guys, if you can't win or run good with them, you might want to stay home.
And Troy DeCare joining us on the hotline. Troy, when you practice normally for a winged race, or any non-winged race that you go to for the pavement, you might get 2 or 3 sessions on the track that day. But you have multiple days, A. Anderson, to prepare for a 500-lap race. What does your practice routine look like when you're preparing for such a long event?
Well, my deal is we get there, and you get Tuesday, you get 3 or 4 hours. I'm not really worried about my wing car because I have a first-class, top-notch wing program. I'm pretty confident in my guys and the ability to get the car good on race day on Wednesday. But we get there, just run it, settle the car in, make sure the brakes are right, make sure power steering fluid, everything, because you beef the car up a little bit for the Little 500, run a bigger reservoir, do a, I put bigger brakes on the front. And, the first, Tuesday, just try to get through there and make sure everything's working. Then Wednesday, you go there, we try to, bolt some new tires on, see what kind of speed we can get. And then, you got qualifying on Thursday. And now all I focus on up until I make the race is 4 laps at a time. Like trying to get where I can get my car to get to pole speed or better, from the get-go, and I can put together 4 laps consistently, because a lot of times you can go out and practice and you can lay a lap down, but laying 4 of them down is a whole other story. So your car can't be just a 1-lap wonder. You got to make sure, it's good to go. And once we get locked in the race and we get everything, then, you bolt on the dry brake for the fuel, your scatter shield, your weight jackers, you make the thing a tank for the feature. And then on Friday, when everybody's practicing, trying to get in there in the race, I go make fuel load runs, check travels, check where I got to run my weight trackers and stuff like that. So I don't really get in the race mode until we're in the race because, like I said, with the field coming this year, there's going to be, well over 40 cars, and there's going to be 25 that can win it. So my first priority is getting in there and getting in there in a solid position.
And another aspect of the Little 500 is the rhythm of the race. How different is it for you as a driver? Because you're trying to, not only trying to pace yourself, but you have a radio with someone talking in your ear, spotting for you. How different is that compared to other things you do throughout the year?
Yeah, sprint car racing, the beauty of it is it's always been man and machine. There's no spotters, there's no whatever. It's a sprint race. It's 30 laps. It's you go as hard as you can go, and that's it. And, it's none of this fuel mileage race or ride around for 2 hours and then have a 10-lap shootout. Like, it's always been real racing. And the deal with the Little 500 is now you throw in spotters and race strategy and like fortunately, you know, George Rudolph, Jack French, they're gonna close the race strategy gap for me. But really, you know, you can do the standard little five deal, be there at the end, and you'll finish in the top 10. But to win the race nowadays and the way the level of competition is going, you're racing from lap 1 to lap 500. There is no ride till 250 because you might be two laps down to Eric Gordon at 250 if you're just riding. So, what's that?
Go ahead.
Basically, all I do is I try to get in, within reason, don't try to force the issue too early. But my spotter, I just say, hey, man, as talkative a person as I am, I don't like much talking on the radio. I want to know wreck, red, yellow, pit. That's it. But I do tell them, like, hey, man, if I get in a position and I'm riding, you know, in a group of cars and we're doing okay, but let me know, like, hey, because you could be running 10th after a yellow, but because of lap cars, be 25th in line, so the leader could be coming up right behind you on a caution. So I say, hey, if the leader's on the same straightaway as me, I want to know, because now I may have to make some moves, or I may have to, you know, you might have to get on the bumper and tell some guys, hey, it's time to go, because I'm not trying to go a lap down. So that's about the main thing I do with my spotter is try to make sure I avoid wrecks ahead of me. I don't need to know clear high, clear low. I need to know what's going on in front of me, because at Anderson, you come up on it, like, right now. And basically just keep me in a position where you don't lose a lap trying to, you know, your car may not be good right now on a fuel load or something, but just try to, you got to stay on the lead lap, and you got to race from green to checkered at the little five these days to win.
Troy DeCare joining us. How easy in that first half of the race is it to overdrive the car?
It's real easy. I mean, and a lot of guys that'll have some experience with this, Brian Clausen, Jerry Coons, Santo, Cottle, Darlin. If you've ever drove a champ car, I've only had the luxury of doing that about four or five times, but that first 20 laps in a champ car is miserable because that fuel load, well, in a normal sprint car race, you don't run over a 25-gallon tank. Like, you don't need to, but here we put on bigger tanks, you know, 38, 40 gallons. And when they put up a fuel load, you just can't turn the car as good. And, you know, you start three wide, so you're cramped and there's a lot of traffic. So you got to clip off a good pace, but, you know, you can't go out there and overdrive it and run off the right front because then the fuel load comes into play. It gets down to about halfway. Now your car is good, but you drove it too hard when it was tight and you have no right front grip now. So now when the car is supposed to be good, you're not good. So it's an accelerated patience deal at the little 500. That's a tough deal to grasp.
And one thing, everyone talks about the start. I know some people that have gone just to see the start for that matter. Do you talk to the fellow drivers in your row and maybe try to come up with a little bit of a plan to get through that first lap?
Yeah, but it's funny because racers are racers, right? So, you're on the truck with your row. Like, you just wave to the crowd. They drive you around. So, you know, you're always shooting it up. I had Brian Tyler and Brian Gerstner in my row last year. I'm all like, hey, guys, we're going to take it easy in one, right? And they're like, yeah, we'll do it. And then, you know, they throw the green, and they're all piling into one. And it's like everybody still doesn't want to give up that spot. So, it's a deal where, you know, you rely on them, they rely on you. And, fortunately for me, I was in a good row last year with veterans like Gerstner and Tyler who know how to be aggressive but not take you out. And, it's the first two or three laps of Little 500 is 33 drivers working as a team, usually. And when they don't, it's usually a field, it sorts them out real quick. And, you have a yellow there in the first lap. But usually if you don't see a yellow on the first two or three laps, it'll go green for a while. It's just one of those things where you just gotta trust the guys around you. And I can guarantee you this year, the 33 that make the race will be 33 good drivers this year. And I look for it to start off not only fast, but clip at a pretty good pace.
Troy DeCare joining us. Now let's talk about your wing deal for this year. You got hooked up with Davey Hamilton Racing in the 40-dash, it's officially the 41 car, literally a 40 and a 1 for the TruFuel sponsorship. How did that deal come about?
Yeah, first of all, to clarify the number is Mike Larrison's 50 to 1, I'm 40 to 1, and those are just the mixtures that TruFuel, our sponsor, puts together for different types of, for weed eaters or blowers or whatever. It's just pre-mixed fuel additive. So it's actually kind of a clever deal they came up with to make our numbers resemble the actual product. And the best part about it, with this whole team right here, I got Davey Hamilton, who's a longtime veteran of racing in general, you know, super modified, Indy cars, sprint cars, everything, midgets. And then Dick Feeler is DJ Racing, Dick and Jane. They come together and built me a team. Like, I don't think anybody in the wing deal is competing with a program like mine. Right now we're having some errors, but I mean, I got, and by that I mean, like, we have three cars, four engines, the top-notch facility, you know, rig, crew. I got a full-blown outlaw team racing, you know, pavement wing sprint cars, which, you know, you still have the 50M and Dick Myers and guys like that who are tough to beat, but I don't, the resources and the funding and the people behind me, my team right now, I believe, is second to none.
And you mentioned you had even missed the mark a little bit, you said, on Twitter at Dixie, where you finished second. You still managed to finish second. And so even when you're off, you're managing still good finishes.
Oh, that's been the frustrating side of the season that's actually worked out for us. Is we went down to Florida. We're blowing oil like crazy. We have all kinds of issues, having bolts break. And I run second and third. Yeah, I fell out of the last one with Florida Go. So I run third in the one we did finish in my backup car. But, I mean, I had the luxury of rolling out a backup car that could finish third in one of the toughest must-see fields ever down at Pensacola. Then we go to Dixie. Car doesn't run all day. Miss hot laps. Go out there. Qualify fourth. Come from and run second. Caught the leader. Couldn't really do anything with him. You know, we fought ignition issues. We fought fuel issues. We fought water leaks. This stuff, we got a brand new motor a week before the race, and we just had some bugs that we weren't prepared for, and we still managed a second. And then the next day went to Berlin, was the fastest car in practice, and then blew a head gasket. Go to Winchester, qualify fourth, win the heat race, start the lap three, starts blowing oil. I ride around the bottom at what I consider a slow, like the car wasn't, we couldn't go, I couldn't see, and we finished fifth. So, like, our worst days are top fives, and I feel like if we ever get this deal ironed out and get the, you know, get the bugs worked out of this thing, we're gonna be tough to beat. And anywhere, cost, auto value, must see, PBRA, little 500. I'm real confident in the stuff that DJ Racing and Davey Hamilton Racing are giving me right now. So yeah, I look forward to it, and I can't wait until we get this machine, you know, ticking.
So I take it not only with the must see races, but you're pretty much gonna be hitting any winged pavement race in the area this season.
Oh yes, we're planning on racing wherever there's a race. Like, you know, a lot of people skip the Dixie and Berlin races because they want to get ready for Winchester. Well, I went to Dixie and Berlin, and then the other hauler, I had my car sit to Winchester ready for me. So, like I said, that's the luxury where many teams can't do that right now. We got a plethora of cars just sitting out here in the shop. Like, I think Wednesday night I might even be in one of the, there's the Royal Purple car, the 60, because, of the engine failure we had at Berlin, we might have to pull out one of the baby's backup cars for DJ. So, I don't see us missing a race anytime this summer because we don't have the equipment or the manpower to do it.
So, for a guy like you that just lives and eats and breathes this stuff, this has to be a dream deal for you.
Oh, absolutely. Like right now, we're just out here in the shop getting ready for a little 500. We got a couple cars. We're trying to decide which one we're going to run on Wednesday, which one we're going to run on Saturday. Davey put me up here on the property. I live in the house on the front of his land here, and I get to walk to work every day and play with my race cars. And it's like, you know, NASCAR, IndyCar, all that stuff's cool, but I mean, where I come from, I race for a living. So and it may not be for $1 million, but I wake up every day and my job's a race car. So as far as I'm concerned, I made it. Like, I'm happy. Like, I get to go every day and look at my race cars, massage them, work on them. Then I walk 100 feet and go to bed and do it again tomorrow. So, I'm as excited as I can be because for the last 3 or 4 years, as well as you know, I've been hopping in and out of every car I can drive. I don't care. I slept on garage floors, did whatever I had to do. And between DJ Racing and Davey Hamilton Racing, they put me in a dream position, or what I consider a dream position.
From the couch in the outhouse to the penthouse at Davey Hamilton Racing, Troy DeCare joining us on the line. Troy, I really appreciate you taking time out and your insight to the Little 500. Wish you best of luck this weekend and look forward to talking to you possibly later in the season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Call me anytime, TJ. I love talking to you.
All right, man. Thanks for joining us.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right, Troy DeCare joining us on the line, and we always bring him back. He's probably one of our longest running guests on the show because the dude can just loves it. I mean, you meet a lot of people that love this sport. Troy DeCare really loves this sport, and he's finally landed in a deal. I joked at one point that he was running out of couches to sleep on around Indianapolis, and getting hooked up with Davey Hamilton Racing has been a blessing for him, and he'll be one of the many contenders at Anderson this week. You heard Troy, over 40 cars expected for the Payless Little 500, and if you're one of these fans that's a dirt driver or a dirt fan, it's like, oh, it's on pavement, I don't necessarily know if I want to go see it, you've got to go see it at least once. You might hate it. I mean, it's so different that some people just don't get it. It doesn't click. But you could be like myself or Dave Argerbright or one of the other people at this race clicks with you. You'll love it. And you'll want to come back every year. Race fans, don't forget that Race Talk Live has returned to racesontheweb.com or on WFNT 1470 AM every Wednesday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Listen to Ed and Larry break down the best in Michigan short track racing, along with some of the biggest national stories in motorsports. That's Race Talk Wednesday night from 7 to 9 here on racesontheweb.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, National Sprint Car Hall of Fame inductee Jeff Bloom will be trying to make another Little 500 this season. You're listening to TJ Slideways Live here on Races on the Web.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com. Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at enginepro.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
TJ Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
There's a buzz in the bleachers, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air as Muncie Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth. Watch as the most daring lead foots in the land stand on the gas and rocket around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat-out, foot-on-the-floor sprint car fiesta, and you can't find this brand of adrenaline-soaked action anywhere else.
Friday Night Thunder returns to Oshwegan Speedway for the 2013 season, featuring the Corpac Sprint Car Series, Thunderstocks, Mini Stocks, and Bombers every Friday night. For more information, call 888-720-7223 or visit OshweganSpeedway.com for more information.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at enginepro.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Welcome back to TJ Slideways Live here on racesontheweb.com. My next guest is coming back after some serious injuries suffered at the Berlin Raceway. But some good news during that period. He found out he's going to be inducted into the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. And Jeff Bloom, this is my first chance to say congratulations, kind of in person, so to speak, for your Hall of Fame inductions. And welcome back to the racetrack, man.
Well, thank you very much. It was not expected. I mean, it's just not anything that I even thought about, you know.
Where were you when you found out you were going to be inducted?
I was sitting at my kitchen table eating lunch, and Bob called on my cell phone, and he said who he was, and I thought, well, whatever, you know. And he said, I just called to let you know that you were being inducted into the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
And I take it was rather unexpected.
Yeah, I set my phone down for at least a minute or 2 minutes before I answered it.
Did you think it might be one of your buddies trying to play a joke on you?
Well, you know, I didn't, because he was pretty sincere in telling who he was and what he was doing and what he was calling for. But he did say that you're going to be inducted into it. He was called about the Sprint Car Hall of Fame and the museum and all that stuff. And that's fine. I get stuff in the mail, you know, periodically, you know, from them and from other places too. So it just floored me when he said that, you know, you're going to be inducted.
And of course,
that was some really surprised.
and we're very proud of you being inducted in there, and you'll be heading out to Iowa. But there's some business to take care of first. Here we are at Anderson again, another little 500. I was reading the stats today, and if I read this right, you won the race in your first start.
Yes, I won as a rookie in 1972.
That is just unbelievable to think about. You go back to 72 and 73. Like I said, you know, what's the biggest change that you've seen in the race over the past 40 years?
Well, it's quality of equipment and the race speed. Back then, I mean, literally the first 300 laps, I just kind of cruised, stayed out of trouble, just pick and choose and go when you could go, and, you know, and if you get a couple guys racing, you just stay behind them, and if it takes 8-10 laps, then you just wait for them. But today, the racing is so fast and so furious, you've got to run 500 laps like it's a 50-lap race.
And also, you'd mentioned the speed of the race and how hard you race. We were talking to Troy DeCare a minute ago. How easy is it with that faster pace now to overdrive the car early in the race?
Well, and I think my experience helps in that facet of it. The younger guys, and if you've watched the race much, you'll see in the first 150 laps, there's quite a few of the younger guys that end up in the fence. And I think the experience, the older guys that have run there a few times have a definite advantage.
And we mentioned you've done this for over 40 years. What keeps bringing you back to Anderson?
Because it's the neatest sprint car race in the world, barring none. There's nothing like it, really nothing in any racing. I mean, I've raced everything there is, and there's nothing like this race.
And that's what I tell people, too. It just has a rhythm and a feel about it, like you said, that's not like any other race. And I can't even imagine. This will be – I've only been going to it about 10, 15 years now, and I couldn't even imagine – I wish I would have started going earlier. So Jeff,
yeah, it's I mean, it's just a cool race. You're in traffic all the time. If you're a type of driver that really don't like close racing, then that's not a race for you. But you know, if you like it, and that's it. It's a neat race.
Jeff Bloom joining us on the hotline here. Now, last year you had an unfortunate incident at Berlin Raceway. You did get hurt. But this winter, you've worked really hard, and you've managed to come back to that and been able to get into the race car. Tell us what that, you know, the journey from being hurt to getting to this point, you know, how much work did that take?
It's hard to explain. It's hard to explain the pain that goes along with it. It's like, my wife, Linda, she was there every day. We changed bandages twice a day. And, I mean, it was a couple hours each time. And the pain was tremendous. And the grafting that they did, when they did the grafting on my arm and all my fingers and everything, they put it on with staples. I had over 900 staples in my arm and hand and stuff. And then when they go to take them out, of course, they had to wait till it was healed. The skin had grafted to the other skin. And, man, I'm telling you, you just, and it wouldn't give you nothing for pain. I mean, it just, it was a long, long ordeal, a long, painful ordeal. And I really wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy.
Of course, though, you did have a lot of support throughout the racing community as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely. A tremendous amount of support from all the different, a lot of the older USAC guys that I used to race with years. I had a lot of cool support from them. Merle Bettenhausen, which was one that got burnt pretty bad, he came up and spent some time with me, and I spent you know, some hours talking with Mel Kenyon and Mike Fedorchek, other guys that had been burnt, and kind of got their perspective, you know, on really what to expect.
And, of course, now you're back in the race car. How does the race car feel to you so far? Unfortunately, you had a little bit of food poisoning, so you weren't able to race at Winchester, and you had some mechanical issues at Anderson, but you have gotten some laps in. How does it feel to be back in the race car?
It really felt normal. I mean, I ran about 15 laps at Anderson before we had trouble, and we got this car sideways a couple times, I corrected the car, felt good. I didn't feel any different than before.
I guess that's the best thing you get over.
There was no pain, no nothing I could feel in my arm to cause a problem.
Jeff Bloom joining us now. You will be running Anderson. What's the plan for you for the rest of the season?
Well, we plan on running most of the must-see shows and then some intermittent auto value and Haas shows. We're just slack back a little bit compared to normal, but, I mean, not terrible. I mean, I still plan on running 20 to 25 shows.
Which is a full season for just about everyone else. Jeff Bloom joining us on the hotline. And, of course, this year we're kind of looking at the entry list. This might be one of the deeper fields we've seen for the Little 500 when you start seeing some of the names that are entered this year and coming into it. How difficult do you think that first day of qualifying is going to be to get locked into that top 15?
Really, I'll tell you. I mean, I've been here enough times. A lot is going to depend on the weather, okay? There's a lot of guys that like to run their cars loose, and if it's a 85, 90 degree hot, sunny day, the times will be slower, and the guys that really run their cars loose will have trouble. If it's a 60-degree day and cloudy, then it's going to be extremely fast.
Jeff Bloom joining us. Jeff, you mentioned through the history of the race, we talked to Troy about running with spotters and stuff. What was it like to run the Little 500 without a spotter, and do you actually like having the spotter better now, or do you pretty much like doing it still on your own?
Well, I have my wife spot a little bit, but unlike most of the guys in NASCAR, I don't want her to really say anything. I don't want to hear gibberish in my ear while I'm concentrating. This racetrack is 100% concentration for the whole race, because you can't let up. I mean, it's not like on a big racetrack. I've run super speedway stuff, and you can go down this right away and look at the crowd and look around and be fine and listen and talk to your spotters and everything's okay. But at the Little 500, there just isn't any time when you're making 11-second laps with 33 cars out there. It's hard. The spotter really can't do you much good. I mean, maybe a little, but not a tremendous amount.
Who will be who will be your pit crew for the pit stops this year?
What was that? Who will be?
Who are you going to have on your pit crew this year?
Billy Rose is gonna help. I don't even know who he is. Runs the dirt all the time. And Roger Knapp, it's actually his mechanic. And then I got a couple son-in-laws, Jason Strite and Jeremy Bewley. And a good friend of mine is Ken Flint. His son races with us also. He's going to help. And then I've got Doug Deitch and Don Deitch, their brothers, and they run sprint cars up at Spartan. And then another friend of mine I've known for a long time, Don Burton, is going to be part of the fuel. He runs a dead man valve and a fuel rig and stuff.
Now, I have to ask, because I know you have daughters, was it part of the courting process was, okay, now you got a pit for me at Anderson?
Could you repeat that? I couldn't hardly hear you.
No, I'm sorry.
Very good connection.
No, that's all right. I was just wondering if part of the courting process with your daughters was, hey, you got a pit for me at Anderson.
No, I don't have a pit for
you. No. No, never helped me. I don't even want my wife down there. It's such a hectic thing with all those cars and all the pits and all the stuff. I really don't need. That's why she's the spotter up above.
I got you there. Jeff Bloom joining us. Well, Jeff, congratulations again on making the Sprint Car Hall of Fame. We're really proud of you. We're looking forward to you running another Little 500 this year.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate your call.
All right. Jeff Bloom joining us on the hotline, and it's going to be great to have Jeff back for another year at the Little 500. He's synonymous with the race, and he's really an interesting sounding board for a lot of things in sprint car racing, even on the dirt and such. It's really interesting. I still think one of our best interviews we've ever done on this show is one where we did a sit down for Jeff for about 45 minutes and just straight talked about racing, and we'll have to maybe do that again this winter. We'll get him back on, talk about his Hall of Fame experience and stuff. So Jeff Bloom getting ready to run the Little 500. Well, I hope we have you pumped up to go. If you're within driving distance of Anderson Speedway, you really need to do this. I'm telling you, it's one of the greatest sprint car races in the world, and the most unique, and it's really worth checking out at least once, and it's just crazy to see everything that goes on there. So we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to try to get a special guest on the line with a really crazy story. I don't want to give it away, but you'll definitely want to stay tuned to our last segment tonight. You're listening to TJ Slideways Live here on racesontheweb.com.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction Construction, TIG Welding, and Polish Finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com. Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
TJ Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
There's a buzz in the bleachers, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air as Muncie Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth. Watch as the most daring lead folks in the land stand on the gas and rocket around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat-out, foot-on-the-floor sprint car fiesta, and you can't find this brand of adrenaline-soaked action anywhere else.
Friday Night Thunder returns to Oshwegan Speedway for the 2013 season, featuring the Corpac Sprint Car Series, Thunder Stocks, Mini Stocks, and Bombers every Friday night. For more information, call 888-720-7223 or visit OshweganSpeedway.com for more information.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Welcome back to TJSlideways.com Live here on racesontheweb.com. And lots of crazy weather stories the past couple of days. Of course, the tragedy today in Oklahoma and some of the other stuff that we've seen. And a lot of times we see that when we're far away, like I live in Michigan, and you hear about the stuff in the Midwest, and you might not necessarily have a name and a face to put with it. Well, earlier this week, Jeremy Campbell, former Michigan resident, had a close call with the weather, and I saw it, and I thought it would be worth sharing with our listening audience today. So Jeremy joins us on the line. First of all, I'm glad you're okay, but why don't you explain to everyone what happened the other night?
Yeah, pretty much. I was over at the car owner of the 305 car I drive, and over at his shop, just going through some tires for the upcoming race. And I knew there were storms around and everything, but it looked like it was off to the west, northwest area, and I thought it was going to just kind of keep going northwest and, you know, go to the north. And then I was just went back measuring tires and looked back out again, and here comes this big dark green wall of clouds and rain wall, and then I was like, we got to pick things up. So I started throwing things in the trailer, throwing things in the shop, and shut the side door of the trailer, and it started hailing on us real quick, and so I just hurried up and climbed back into the trailer, and we're just kind of in the trailer watching it hail real bad, and because we didn't really want to run to the shop in the hail. So then all of a sudden the winds just straight went, it sounded like a train was coming really, and the winds went straight sideways one way, and then all of a sudden went straight sideways the other way, and then part of the roof of the house came and slammed on the back door of the trailer, and all of a sudden the trailer started picking up and started moving, like the front of the trailer slid to the side and slammed into my truck, and I was just trying to grab onto things, and hopefully things wasn't falling on my head or we got turned over or something, but then it started calming down, and it just freaked me out for a minute.
Well, first of all, let me say I'm glad you're okay. But second, you know, it's just unbelievable. I mean, you know, you're a Michigan resident, and you moved out there with your wife, and you live out there now. Are you used to this weather yet out there? Because it's a bit more extreme. I mean, when we get a thunderstorm here in Michigan, it's nothing compared to, like, what you guys get out there.
Yeah, we get a lot of major hail and a lot of major winds. And, you're like, I thought I was getting used to it, you know, and then you hear about the tornadoes, but, you know, it's a slim chance to be in the path of a tornado, but I guess we just caught the edge of it at that time. And now, you know, if the tornado started to go off, you know, now I understand why people freak out a lot.
Obviously, Jeremy Campbell sharing his firsthand tornado account the other night over in Kansas. And you mentioned it was out in a really rural area. You weren't in a densely populated area at all.
Yeah, we're probably about 5 miles south. Southwest of the Wichita area, you know, so out in the middle of the fields, and basically, like, the back of the trailer wasn't facing the storm. It was mainly the front of the part of the trailer, so we couldn't really see it coming, but we could just see it, like, the winds and hail and everything out the back of the trailer, so, but it was freaky.
All right, Jeremy Campbell joining us, and you've been doing quite a bit of racing out there. You mentioned you started doing some 305 racing, which seems to be a growing trend in that part of the country. You're starting to see a lot more 305 racing. Is it something that you enjoy doing? I mean, is it, you know, because we're seeing it really take off.
Yeah, like, you know, there's 305 classes trying to be like a lower budget class where we can try to get some more people in here that don't have, like, the, you know, the big dollar sponsorships and everything. But I just had a guy that just wanted me to drive his car, you know. I do real good in the 360 out here at the NCRA and here locally at 81, and he's here from Wichita too, and he had a 305 car and wanted me to drive the car, and, you know, I like racing, you know, I'll race anything, I'll drive anything, but, you know, it's just another chance to get out on track, you know, and just keep getting seat time, and it's a little slower than a 360, you know, it kind of more drives like a go-kart. You gotta, like, be real smooth in the 305 compared to, like, a 360 or a 410, but, you know, it's another race. I just love racing, so.
And, of course, you're still doing your 360 deal with the NCRA and 81 Speedway as well.
Yes, yep.
Yeah, are you going to do a double dipping this year with both cars?
Yeah, well, we're going to do the NCRA 305s and then the NCRA 360s and then both the 305s and the 360s at 81. So it's a pretty good schedule, and Speedway owns the NCRA and 81, so he doesn't really controversy any schedule deals. We'll be racing pretty much every weekend,
and it's close to home, so you can't beat that. Well, Jeremy, thank you for sharing your story. We're really glad you're okay and wish you the best of luck the rest of the season.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers out for the people in Oklahoma too, because I heard they just got hit pretty hard again, so, you know, it's just that time of the year right now. So,
well, stay safe, and we look forward to reading about all of your future wins later this year.
Yep.
All right, Jeremy Campbell, lost him there, joining us on the line. What an incredible story. He had pictures of this on his Facebook page, and, I mean, it was just unbelievable. The trailer sitting cockeyed in his truck in the middle of it, how lucky they were to get out of that. And just a quick update, it is 8:56, and the World of Outlaws are done with their program tonight. Craig Kinzer picking up the feature win over Chad Kaminaugh, and Smoke, Tony Stewart, picking up a top three with the World of Outlaws over at Orange County. So we don't normally get the report feature results on a Monday at 8:45, but apparently we do tonight. So they were done 8:45. I think that's the standard now, guys. So all the promoters listening, Orange County, done by 8:45. Make note. We'll take one quick break and then we'll wrap it up. This is TJ Slideways Live here on racesontheweb.com.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com. Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
TJ Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com. The National Sprint Car Hall of
There's a buzz in the bleachers, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air as Muncie Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth. Watch as the most daring lead foots in the land stand on the gas and rock it around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat-out, foot-on-the-floor sprint car fiesta, and you can't find this brand of adrenaline-soaked action anywhere else.
Friday Night Thunder returns to Oshwegan Speedway for the 2013 season, featuring the Corvette Sprint Car Series, Thunderstocks, Mini Stocks, and Bombers every Friday night. For more information, call 888-720-7223 or visit OshweganSpeedway.com for more information.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Well, another busy night here in the Info Studios for TJ Slideways Live here on Races on the Web. Couple of reminders here at the end of the show. All-star performance. I'd like to congratulate Donnie Schott, Shane Stewart, Darren Hagan, and Ryan Grubaugh for feature wins over the past week. Visit allstarperformance.com for more information. And also, sprint car fans, right here on racesontheweb.com, Sunday night, the Michigan Traditional Sprints, live video for free here on racesontheweb.com from Crystal Motors Speedway. So non-wing action with the MTS sprint cars up at Crystal. So pretty incredible show. Troy DeCare, Jeff Bloom, National Sprint Car Hall of Famer, and Jeremy Campbell's unbelievable story. And after all, a lot of the stories, the heroic and sad stories that we've read over the past 12 hours or so from some of the horrible things that have happened on weather, it's good to see someone come out of it okay. And but one thing we did want to note, Whit Gastineau, ASCS racer, lost everything in the storms today. Go to ASCSRacing.com. There's ways you can donate and help out Whit. He's been a fixture on the page for a long time, wins a lot of features in the American Sprint Car Series regional shows, and I've been posting his name as long as I can remember posting ASCS stuff on the website. So they lost everything, the race team, their house, the whole shebang. So go ahead, go to ASCSRacing.com for more information where you can donate to help out Gastineau and his family. Our thoughts and prayers with everyone in Oklahoma tonight and everyone traveling to Anderson or wherever you might be racing over this great Memorial Day weekend. Please be careful. Get there okay. Let's go see some great racing, but let's all get back so we can have more racing weekends as well. So from everyone here at TJSlideways.com, wish you good night, and we will see you at Anderson Speedway Saturday night for the Little 500. We can't wait to be there, and looking forward to it. If you can't make it, xsan.tv, you can watch it on pay-per-view. You're listening to TJ Slideways Live here on racesontheweb.com.